the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Let me remind you of a new starting time we have for a midweek service. It's at 6:30 this evening for the midweek service, and of course, we have the children's clubs that meet during that time and a full nursery, and then we always have a great time in the auditorium singing some hymns together, and we have a missionary letter that's read. We hand everyone a prayer guide that has the prayer requests on it and such, and we list all our missionaries on that prayer guide, and we have unsafe folks on that prayer guide, and we have the unreached people groups on that prayer guide. We have, of course, a hospital list or sick list on that prayer guide. We have those in authority because we're commanded to pray for those in authority, and we have those battling cancer, and we have our military, those in from our church family or relatives who are in the military, and we pray for them as well. And so just a helpful prayer guide for you, and we share that together, and then we have a study of the Word of God. And so we hope you can come out and join us for the midweek service. If you cannot make it out, you're unable to, we do live stream the services, and you can find that on our website, bbcgrovecity.org. And we also have a YouTube channel. It's Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and you can go there and subscribe to that, and then you can watch the services there and pick up past services as well. The broadcasts are also on podcasts, both on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Go there and type in Bible Baptist Church, our Words to Encourage Radio, and you should come up there and subscribe to it, and then you'll be able to listen to these broadcasts at your leisure. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, a very familiar verse to most of us if you've been saved any length of time, and it's Romans 8 and verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about how I know all things work together for good. I believe Christianity is a no-so religion. I mean, I know there's a God. I know that Jesus is God's Son. I know the Holy Spirit is God. I know that they're three in one. I know the Bible is the Word of God. I know my sins are forgiven. I know that heaven is real. And I'm kind of like the songwriter who said, it's real, it's real. I know it's real. Praise God, the doubts are settled. I know it's real. And here, Paul writes to the Roman Christians, and he tells them, I know something. And we know all things work together for good. Not we hope, not we wish, but we know. And how can we know? How can I know that all things work together for good? Well, let me tell you this. Number one, I know because God loves me. The Bible says God commended or he proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The proof of love is always giving. And if it's giving, then I know God loves me. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And he's given us all things richly to enjoy. If he'd just given us the earth, I'd know he loved me. If he just gave me the trees, I know that he loved me. If he just gave me the sun, I'd know that he loved me. If he just gave me the mountains, I would know that he loved me. But he gave it all for us. But more than that, he gave his only begotten Son. That's how I know he loves me. And if I know that he loves me and that he give his only begotten Son for me, I know he's not going to harm me. Now, not all things may seem good, but I can be confident because God loves me, they'll work together for good. But then I also know that it all things will work together for good because the Bible examples prove it. I mean, Joseph, hated by his brothers, thrown into a pit for a wild animal to kill, and then they felt bad and they pulled him out and sold him as a slave. And he goes down and becomes a slave in the land of Egypt, and a man named Potiphar hires him into his house, and he becomes the ruler in his house, basically. Nothing was done but that Joseph was the doer of it. And then he's framed by Potiphar's wife, who tried to seduce him, and Joseph refused, and he runs. But, of course, they're going to not believe the Hebrew slave. They're going to have to believe Potiphar's wife, and so they put him in prison. And I'm sure Joseph had to think, and do all things work together for good? He knows a butler and a baker who got put in there by Pharaoh. And they both say, now don't forget me when I get out. And he says, well, we had a dream. And which one's going to get out? Well, the butler's going to get out. And he says, Joseph says, don't forget me. And he says, oh, no, I won't. But he did. For 2 years. For 2 years, he never heard a thing. And then Pharaoh had a dream, and then the butler remembers, oh, there's a guy in prison that could interpret dreams. And so he gets out. And then, of course, the famine comes. And he interprets that dream for Pharaoh, and he's put in charge of all the land of Egypt. And then eventually, of course, you know, his brothers come down, and then eventually they go back and get Benjamin, and then they bring Dad. And they all end up coming down to Egypt. And he says that really the Romans 8:28 of the Old Testament is found in the book of Genesis chapter 50 and verse number 20. He says, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people of life. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The Romans 8:28 of the Old Testament. That's Joseph. How about Job? One of the best Christians ever. I didn't say that. God said that. There's no one like him. But in one day, he lost his children, his cattle, his herds, his servants, his crops, everything gone. And then he was struck physically with boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. And I don't know, he probably would struggle to say all things work together for good. But you know, he stayed faithful to God. The Bible says in all this, Job never charged God foolishly nor sinned with his lips. He kept saying, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, in the end, Job 42, he got back double what he had before. Double what he had before. Why? All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, Bible examples prove that. Number one, I know God loves me. That's how I know all things work together for good. Number two, the Bible examples prove it to me. And number three, I've seen it myself. Now, God is good. And you've heard it said, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. It doesn't mean all that happens is good. But God is not on trial with me. In other words, I'm not saying, okay, this didn't come through. This didn't work out the way I thought it should. So I'm done with God. No, God's not on trial with me. I don't check to see if God is good. I don't have to understand if God is good to me. I was only in junior high when my parents divorced. But God is good. I was training for a different career when God reached down and put his hand on my life and called me to preach the gospel. But God is good. I know all things work together for good. I've learned that I don't have to see it for God to be good. All things work together for good. All things are not good, but all things work together for good. All things work together for best? No. It just says all things work together for good. You know, John the Baptist ended up getting his head cut off. In prison, you remember, they took James and beheaded him. Then they took Peter, but the night before he was going to be beheaded, they had a prayer meeting and he got delivered out of prison. But God was good in both cases. Just had the son of a dear friend of mine who passed away. The son did with cancer. Leaves behind five or six precious children and a wife. God is good. See, he healed him. He just didn't heal him on earth. He healed him and took him to heaven. You see, God doesn't say they're going to work out for best or they'll work out for better, but they'll work out for good because we love God and we're called according to his purpose. You see, we're worked together for God. It always works together for good. Why? I know he loves me. The Bible examples prove it. I've seen God work. I've seen it happen in my life. And then the Bible says so. If there were no examples, if there was no personal experience, I would still believe all things work together for good. Them love God, them are called according to his purpose, because the Bible says it does. I've seen God keep Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe he'll keep this verse too. I've seen God provide. My God shall supply to all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've seen that happen. So why wouldn't God keep this promise? I've seen God call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. I've seen God keep that promise. Why wouldn't he keep this promise? So I know all things work together for good because God says so. And I believe God. I just believe the Bible. Whether it's sickness or finances or heartaches or relationships or burdens or obstacles, it doesn't matter. I trust the promise. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Now, let me give you a few statements to close out the broadcast for today. Number one, all things are not good, but they work together for good. It's just like making a cake. I don't know that I'd take the individual ingredients and want to eat them, but boy, you put them all together, and they sure work together for good. I sure do love a good chocolate cake, okay? But I'm not going to eat the flour and the egg and the milk all separate. I'm not going to do that. That tastes awful. Number two, all things do not work together for best. It didn't say best. It says for good. Now, it may be best, but it'll always be good. We know that. Number three, all things do not work out better. You think it was better for John to be beheaded? Do I think it's better if someone ends up with diabetes or our son who ended up with a kidney disease? No, I don't think it's better, but it is good. It is good. God works it together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, here's an important one. Number four, I don't determine good. God does. There may be some things that may be good that I see as bad. You see, what was it good for Jesus to suffer? I'd look at that as bad, and we say, oh, those they said crucify him, crucify him. I know, and we think that's bad, but really that was good. That's why when Peter heard Jesus talking about him suffering and being betrayed by sinners and dying on the cross, Peter took him and began to rebuke him and said, no, you can't suffer and die. And Jesus says, yes, I can. That's what you need. You need a Savior. Sometimes 1 Peter tells us it's the will of God to suffer. It certainly was the will of God for Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. You and I might have looked at that scene at the cross and said, boy, this isn't good, but it was. It was exactly what we needed. It was good that Jesus would suffer and die for us. Is it good for us sometimes if we suffer? Is it good for us even if some of us have to die for Christ? See, I'm not determining good. God does. And number five, when we cannot see good, trust God until you do. Trust God. Don't complain. Be like Job. Job, in all this, the Bible says Job never charged God foolishly. In fact, Job would go on to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to keep trusting God no matter what. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to get irritated. I'm not going to gripe. I'm going to just praise God all the way through. That we know all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Boy, that's a great promise to claim for 2023, isn't it? Doesn't say everything's going to be good this year, but I can be confident, and I know. I don't hope, I don't think, I know that all things work together for good when I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Well, take that truth today. Let's squeeze it for all it's worth, and let's live it out in 2023. Well, I look forward to seeing some of you at church tonight for our 6:30 midweek service, and others of you try to come back for the broadcast tomorrow, Lord willing. And tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll talk a little bit about the three appearings of Jesus Christ. The three appearings of Christ. I think that'll be a blessing to you if you can come back for our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh, and until tomorrow, remember, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly Words to Encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.